Well, I debated about coming up to talk because I love listening to all your stories, but I would be very remiss if I didn't share a camping experience in honor of my uncle. My uncle owned Camp Grey Rock, and every summer I spent with my uncle. He was really a surrogate father for me, and camp came. I could go on the camp bus, but then when he needed me to help in the office, he used to pick me up on the corner in one of these old little cars where you kind of like sat. There was no heater. There was no air conditioning. You couldn't turn the radio on. He was very strict. And I used to hear all about the weather, what the weather was going to be, what it was not going to be. This is what we were going to do this time. If it rained, we were going to do that. And if the kids couldn't do that, and all the kids. I mean, I just went through a list every single day for $25 for 8 weeks, which I thought at the time was a lot of money. So as I got older, they didn't exactly know what to do with me, so they made me a secretary because I was too old to really be a counselor and kind of developed to be a camper. And the next thing I knew, I was a nurse in the office. And you think you're afraid of vomit? It could be vomit, but if there was an emergency, you certainly wouldn't want me around. But my uncle thought I could do it all, and whatever I did, we didn't have any legal suits against us, so that kind of worked. And then before I know it, he made me an arts and crafts co-counselor. And this really prepared me to be a kindergarten teacher, which was a lifelong dream of mine anyway, because they were so cheap. I mean, I love him dearly, but he was very cheap. They used to bring the arts and crafts supplies in from what they had for dinner the night before. It was paper towels that really weren't used much, or paper plates that if you just wiped it a little bit or cut around it, would have been okay. And my aunt was always knitting, so they were like little scraps or something that she had left over. You could maybe make hair. And, of course, toilet paper rolls were a biggie. Everyone in the family knew to dare not throw away a toilet paper roll. So when I went into a classroom and they gave me an art supply, I could not believe I had all these new papers and things because I'm used to doing things with nothing. So fast forward, I even then became an assistant director when I got married, still an assistant director. I finished college, still an assistant director. During the time, I did get to go to Camp Louise, but then I had to always come back and be part of this camp experience, which is really, I encourage you to send your children. It's a chance. It's a memory of lifetime. So now my uncle is sick. He has dementia. And the only thing he really remembers that you could talk about with him is camp. So I am so blessed that I had all those summers with him.